Ezer. So we are today on Daf Chav Dal. Let's start again a third of the way up on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Let's get the flow again. Gufa, we learned before. Tani Shila. Shila had interpreted Rebbe Lezer, who says you can't buy the red cow from a Roman and then use it as a paraduma. So Shila said, my time, Rebbe Lezer, what's the reason of Rebbe Lezer? Tichsev, because the Pasuk says, Davril B'nai Yisrael v'yiklu, command the Jews and they shall buy. So that means B'nai Yisrael yiklu, you buy from Jews. You can't buy from non-Jews. So the Gemara says, really? If that's the way you're going to interpret every pasuk, elamayat, if that's the case, Gabriel b'nei Yisrael v'yikhuli truma, command the Jews and they should take from you a truma. That means that only Jews can contribute to build the Mishkan or the Temple and non-Jews not. If you're going to think that that's in fact the case, what about the famous story? They asked Rebbe Lezer, adheichan kibud aveim. To what degree, what's the extremes of honoring father and mother? Amalahem, he said to them, okay, you know what? Learn from Dama ben Asina. Go out and see what this Roman nobleman did for his father in Ashkelon. Dama ben Asina Shmo. His name was Dama ben Asina. Why? The rabbis needed to buy the gems for the ephod. B'shishim ribo sachar. They offered him 600,000 dinar profit. Of Kahana Masni Bishmonim Ribu, they offered him 800,000 dinar profit. And the keys were under the pillow of his father. He wouldn't wake up his father to cause him pain. So you see, we were going to buy the stones from a Roman. So you see, even though it says Dabrel B'nei Yisrael V'yikhuli Truma, it can't mean that you only buy the materials for the temple from Jews, because we're going to buy from a Roman. So Gemara says, maybe that was different. Maybe it was the stones. Avnei Shoah, the Torah, when it lists all the different things, it mentions the onyx stones without a vav, hifsaka inyan, to interrupt them from the rest, to say that they don't have to be within the v'yikholi chuma. They can be from non-Jews. So Gemara says, 1 second, but that works for Avnei Shoah. But we said here he needed stones they needed stones for the apron. And it says in regards to stones, ve'avnei miluim, and stones to fill the sockets, ksiv. The hadar arve, which are again linked in with all the other materials. Vod, and furthermore, it's not only stones that they bought from him. How could Shila say you can't buy a cow from a Roman because the pasuk says, b'nei Yisrael v'yikru, the Jews have to buy from Jews? Vod, tani seif, it says at the end there, l'shana acheres, that at the another year, what happened to Dama? No dulo paraduma be'edro. He got a red cow in his flock. Nifnasu chachmi Yisrael etzlo. The sages of Israel went into him. Amalahem, and he said to them, Yodiani b'chem, I know. Shim ani mivakash mikem komom shaba'olam. If I ask from you all the money in the world, atam nos, and you give it to me, because we only had 9 red cows in our history, as we learn in Masechet Para. But achshav ani mivakash mikem, el osam mamon shib sadati b'shvil abba. I'm not going to ask from you all the money in the world. I'm just going to ask for the 600,000 dinar, or the 800,000 dinar that I lost to honor my father and not wake him. So you see that you are allowed to buy materials from the non-Jews for paraduma or to build the temple. But Gemara says, really, according to Shila, who holds you can't buy these materials from the non-Jews, he'll have to tell you that Dama, he was a rancher, but Dama had Jewish brokers. He sold it through Jewish brokers. The Jewish broker, he had the red cow, the rabbis wanted it from him, so he was going to give it to the broker, the Jewish broker was going to buy it, and the broker would then sell it to the Jews.
Well, that's an easy way to...
it's a workaround. It's a workaround.
It's a nice loophole. You see how
money laundering.
Yeah, it doesn't count. It's a laundering. It's a cow laundering. And the broker would have to make some money, probably. Yeah, probably. So Gemara says, 1 second, how could Shila say that the reasoning of Rebbe Lezer is because of a pasuk that you have to buy paraduma from Jews? Rebbe Lezer, lo chayish l'rabia, does Shila think that according to Rebbe Lezer, the Rebbe Lezer is not worried that the Jew is going to do the Gentile is going to do bestiality with his cows? But Tanya, but didn't we learn in a brisa in regards to this discussion? Amru lo Rebbe Lezer, they say to Rebbe Lezer, Maisa, but in fact there is a story. And they bought it from a non-Jew. In other words, they bought a red cow from a non-Jew. and you know who it was. It was Dama Shmo. Amilah, they say, his name wasn't Dama, his name was Remet Shmo. And Amalehen Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says, Misham Raya. You think that's a proof? No. Yisrael and Misham and Osa Mishash and Older. There were Jews watching that cow from the moment it was born to make sure that Dama didn't do intercourse with it.
Sorry, Rabbi, I think you also say yesterday that you can buy a cow from an idolater because they wouldn't want to get a financial loss.
Yeah.
So why is this?
I guess that would be the opinions that disagree with Rebbe Lezer. Right? This is an argument. So the Gemara says, you see here the Rebbe Lezer justifies the purchase from Dama because they were watching the cow. So if it's a matter of watching the cow, watching the cow doesn't help you to make sure it's bought from a Jew. You're watching the cow to make sure that it doesn't become bestialities. That means Rebbe Lezer is worried about bestiality. So the Gemara says, according to Shila, Rebbe Lezer tarti yisle. According to Shila, there are two issues according to Rebbe Lezer. Number one, kicha. The pasuk, which implies you have to buy the cow from a Jew, and also chayish namilurvia. He's also worried that the non-Jew will do bestiality. Amar Mar, we learned Yisrael and Mishamin Osa Misha Shanolda, that Rabbi Lezer says that when we bought the cow from Dam ben Asina, it was when Jews had been watching it. So Gemara says v'neichus dilma ravi leima. So why should we should still be worried? Maybe we watched it once it was born, but maybe when it was pregnant, maybe Damar, one of his non-Jewish workers, had intercourse with the pregnant cow. Kiyava ma'abra, when it was pregnant. Damar Rava Rava taught us, Vlad anogachas, if you have a pregnant cow that goes and kills somebody, or, and then the cow gives birth, or hu uvlada naghu, so then it's both the cow and the child that gored, because the child is part of the cow. And therefore, just like a cow that kills is disqualified, the child is disqualified for being a karban. Vlada nirvas, if you have a pregnant cow that gets, intercourse with it with a human being, so aser, both the child and the cow are prohibited. Because he vlad nirvo, because since he was pregnant during the intercourse, they both had the intercourse. So what do you mean? So good, fine that you watched this calf from when it was born. But what about when it was inside? So Gemara says, Amos, you have to say that in this case of the calf from Dam ben Asina, according to Belezer, Yisrael hayu meshamin osa misha shenotra, from the time that the cow became pregnant, they were already watching the cow to make sure that nobody have intercourse with the cow, and when the cow was born. So I see Roger smiling. How do you know that the fetus is a red cow, right? Because you only have to watch the red cows. How'd they know that the fetus is a red cow? All right, so Gemara will get to that question. It just has to be a color sonogram. It's more advanced than what we have. V'neichosh, let's suspect, Dilma Ravua li'ima me'ikara. Maybe the mother had been a victim of intercourse with a man even before it became pregnant, and that would also disqualify the child. It's not because we went to the Mishnah. Call up soon legab mizbeach. All the things that are disqualified to be karbanos, v'ladosehen mutarim. Their children are not disqualified, but the Tani Allah. But on that we learned in a brayser, Belezer Oser. Belezer says that the children are prohibited. So. So this can work according to Rava Dama Ravam Rav Nachman. Rava says the name of Rav Nachman Machlokas Kishinir Vukashain Mukdash. The argument is when there was intercourse done with them when they were already sanctified. Aval Kishain Chulin, but if the intercourse done with them was when they were still Chulin, Divri Akal Mutar, and everybody agrees that the children are okay. El Rav Huna Bar Chinuna, but according to Rav Huna Bar Chinuna, I'm Rav Nachman. Name Rav Nachman. That machlokas. The argument is kishnir b'kishen chulin. The argument of Rav Elazar and the Rabbanan is when there was intercourse with them when they were already chulin. I will kishen mukdashin. But if they were already sanctified, tivre hakalas. So then everybody agrees that the children of those who've had intercourse are disqualified. So now, according to Rav Elazar, if the cow had intercourse when she was chulin, the child is also disqualified, even though the child came later. So now, how does it help you that you're watching the cow from when it became pregnant? You have to be watching the cow from before. So Michael Amemar, So then, okay, the Gemara says, you know what you have to say? Ema Yisrael Yimashamanos Alima Misha Shenotra. Jews were watching the mother from when the mother became, from when the mother was formed. When the mother of this red cow was first a fetus, they were watching the mother. Then they watched it for 3 years. Then the mother became pregnant and gave birth to a red cow, and they watched that also the whole time. Another 3 years. They've been watching for 6 years. Now, after 6 years of watching, they know that the mother was the victim of bestiality, nor was the child ever the victim of bestiality. The child's grown up enough. Now we can buy the child, even though we're buying from a guy, we'll buy it through a broker.
Supervision.
Lots of supervision. So Gemara says, "V'neichosh, but let's be afraid. Dilma revuah li'ima di'ima. Maybe the grandmother of this cow was a victim of bestiality." So Gemara says, "Kuli ay lo chashinan. So much we're not worried about." So Amar Mar, we just said, "Yisraelim mishamnos mishar shenotra." Jews would have had to have watched Dama's cow to make sure there was no bestiality from the moment of the conception. So Gemara says, "Mina yadinan. How do you even know when that moment is?" So Amar Rav Kahana explained. There were genetic, they had the ability to genetically engineer things. So what they used to do was, Kos Adom Hayu Ma'avirin Lefaneha. Exactly. So just like Yaakov with the sheep, he has all sorts of sticks with different colors and different amounts of spots. And when the sheep see that, when they're going on each other, that influences the colors of what's being born. They used to take a red cup and put it in front of the cow, b'shah she'olah aleha zachar, when a male's going on it. So actually, red cows were manufactured. Red cows were not, oh, it just happened to become. They were trying to create red cows. So when they're manufacturing the red cows, so then you'd say, okay, listen, you want to get into this high-risk, high-reward business to try to manufacture a red cow? Or you have to hire a mashgiach to watch now for 6 years to make sure that there's no revia. So 1 second, Ihachis, the Gemara says, if you can manufacture the red cow, Amai Domea Yekaren. Why is it that the Gemara says you would have paid all the money in the world, Dama ben Asina said, for the red cow? Anyone can manufacture a red cow. What's the big deal? So Gemara says, Holushtei Saros Postlospa. It's true that anyone can manufacture it, but if there are even two hairs of a different color, that will disqualify it. So yeah, it's easy to get a red cow, but to get an exclusively red cow, totally red cow, that's not so easy. So that's why you'd have to pay the money.
They don't have to watch the father of the cow?
No.
Only the mother.
Doesn't carry the baby.
But don't they have to watch for other things, not just bestiality, that no one rides?
Maybe. Yeah, once they're watching, I assume they'd watch those things too.
But you said about the animal, if they gored and she's pregnant and she kills somebody, so the baby inside her stomach is as guilty as the mother?
Correct.
So is that true for human beings too?
No.
Just only for animals?
Yeah.
If you check to an animal that's pregnant and the baby inside...
Yeah, we'll get to that in Chulin, yeah. Umayish Nadidhu. So now, if really red cows can be manufactured, so, and, you know, but it's just, you know, it's rare to get it fully good, but you can manufacture it. So why are the rabbis doing business with Dama ben Asina? Let some Jewish rancher start using the red cups and manufacture a red cow. So I'm Rav Kahana ben Muchzek asked. Rav Kahana answered, because Dama ben Asina was known that his flock had lots of red in it. So, you know, the chances with Dama were better to get the fully red cow. That's why they did the business with Dama ben Asina, but really they could have done it with others, because you're manufacturing the red cow, so you can manufacture with others too.
What is the red cup they put in front of the cow? Is that what they did?
That's what the Gemara says.
The cow sees it and then maybe...
It's thinking red.
And if they put black, it gets Schwartz's...
I guess so, yeah. If it'd be black, it'd be black.
Non-binary.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's a function of what they're thinking of at the time.
That's nice. All right. I didn't know that.
Yasi, Reb Ami, Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, Kilod, Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha were once sitting at the stoop, at the front step of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Pasach had minayv, one of them opened up his mouth and he said like this, we're learning about Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says you can't buy red cows from Gentiles for Paraduma. The Brisa continues and says, V'cheinai Rabbi Lezer, posa b'chala karbanos kulan. Rabbi Lezer says you can't buy any animal to use for a carbon from the non-Jews because they might practice bestiality with their animals. Pasach yidach minayv, the other one opened up his mouth and said, what did the rabbis challenge Rabbi Lezer with? They said to him, it says in the future, all the sheep of the Ishmaelites, of the Arabs, of Kedar, Kedar is in Saudi Arabia, will be gathered and offered to you. So you see that we can buy animals from the non-Jews for karbanos. We're going to do that in the future when Mashiach comes. Amar Belezer, Belezer said, no, but in the future it'll be different. Kulam, Gerim, Gerurim, Heim, Lasad, Lavo. All the non-Jews, even all the Arabs, they're going to become Gerim, converts. They're going to join the Jewish people. So if they're Jews, they're not going to be doing bestiality. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, how does Rabbi Lezer know that? Mikra, what's the Pasuk? Ki azeh afochal amim safa brura. For then I will turn all the nations to have a clear tongue and to call in the name of God. Maybe I'll turn the nations to reject idolatry. I don't know, though, I'll turn them all to become Jews. Rav Yosef, it says to serve him with one shoulder. Rav Papa Masni Hachi. This is Rav Papa's version of this conversation. Rav Zid Masni Hachi. And Rav Zid taught it this way. It was both of them who said that Rebbe Lezer disqualified more than just paradume. You disqualified all animals from Gentiles for korbanos. Rebbe Lezer poser b'chala korbanos. V'tarvayu amri, and they both said, umayo sivulei chavroi Rebbe Lezer. What did the friends challenge Rebbe Lezer with? The fact that in the future we'll be getting sheep from the Arabs. Kol tzon kedari kabtzulach. And then Amr Belezer, Belezer answered, Kulam Geim Gerurim Heim Lasad Lava, all of them will be converts in the future. Mikra, what's the verse? Ki Azef Ochalam Safa Brua Lukro Kulam B'Shem Hashem, for then I will turn for all the nations a clear language to all call in the name of God. Maskefler of Yosef, if Yosef asked, but maybe that just means that Dumum Avodis Kochav Mudajibe, it just means that in the future the non Jews won't worship idols, not that they'll be loyal to Torah and all the laws of Torah. Amalei Abaya. Abaya said no, because it says Lav Doshchem Echad Ksiv. They will serve him with one heart, with one shoulder. That means that they will all be fully observant. Okay, so again, we have established that we, according to Belezer, you can't buy animals from non-Jews and use them as korbanos because you have to be worried that maybe these animals were victims of bestiality. So the Gemara now is going to ask many questions throughout the Torah. We see that non-Jews offer korbanos. Tashma, come here, prove a problem with Belezer. Maysville, challenge you. Moshe says, to Paro, Vayomer Moshe, Gam Atati, Tein Biyadenu Zvachim Ve'Olos. You too, Paro, will give us animals for Shlamim and Olos. Aye, we can't use the animals of the Goyim for Karbanos. Well, that was Kodem Matan Torah Shani. That was before the Torah was given, so then you were allowed to. But Tashma, come on your proof. Yikach Yisro Chosei Moshe Olos Vachim Le'Elokim. Yisro comes and donates offerings to God. Yisro Nami Kodem Matan Torah, but Yisro also is before the giving of the Torah. That's fine if you think that Yisro is before the giving of the Torah. El Mandam, but according to the opinion. Now Chavdalim and Beis. Yisro la'achar matan Torah hava. Yisro was after the giving of the Torah. Ma'ikol amemer. So what are you going to say? It's the Gemara Yisro from Yisrael Zavan. Maybe Yisro bought from the Jews that were there in the desert. Tashma, come in your proof that when God sent Shaul to kill out all the Philistines, all the Amalekites, he ends and to kill all their property. He ends up sparing Agag, the king, and he spares the sheep. So Shmuel comes and he attacks Shaul. He criticizes Shaul. Why do I hear, you know, live beings? Vayomer Shaul responds, "May Amalek give you." Well, the people just brought these sheep from the Amalekites. The people had some compassion on the best of the sheep and the cattle. To bring some offerings to God, your Lord. So what do you mean? How could you use those animals? Those animals are no good. So Gemara says, according to Belezer, my meitav, what does it mean, the best? The main meitav, the money from the best. If the Jews left those, the best animals of the Amalekites, they sold them with their money. They bought from Jews animals for korbanos. So then why does the Torah stress that it was only the best of the sheep that the Jews left? If they're not offering those sheep, oh, the point is, right? They left the best to be able to have something easily to sell. People would want to buy. But they use the money from it to buy from Jews. But they can't use the animals of Amalekites as korbanos. Tashma, is this really true? Rebbe Elazar says you can't use the animals of Gentiles for korbanos. We know that when David HaMelech purchases the Temple Mount, he purchases from a guy by the name of Arvana Yevusi. And it says over there, Vayomer Arvana El David, Arvana says to David, Yikach V'yal Adoni HaMelech, he should take and he should offer my master the king, Atov Beinav, what's good in his eyes. Re'ei Abakar Le'ola, see cattle for Ola, V'hamorgim, Klei Abakar Le'etzim, and he can use the morgim, and the utensils of the cattle for wood. So Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Arvana, he was not a bad Gentile who was engaging in bestiality. He was a Ger Toshav Hava. He was a very righteous Gentile. He was a Gentile who had accepted the seven Noahide commands. So he, one of them is Arayos. So he would not engage in bestiality. All right, let's talk about that pasuk. My morigim. What are these morigim that Arvana offers to David? Amar Ula Ula explained, Mita shel torbil. This is a plank of torbil. My mita shel torbil. What's the plank of torbil? So Gemara explains, this is something that was used for threshing grain. When you want to separate the kernels of grain from chaff, so you have an animal step on some type of a plank, and by the animal stepping on the plank that's over the grain and the chaff, so the pressure will separate the chaff from the grain. So this was an iza de kurkasa de daishan. It was a board that was thick, and it was wide, and had all sorts of holes in it. And it was used for animals to step on it, and by stepping on it, they would put the pressure on the kernels to separate the chaff from the kernels. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Maikra, what's the pasuk that says that? The pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Hine samtich l'morag charutz chadash baal pipios, tadush harim v'tadok ugvaos kamotz tasim. You know, I've made you, the Jewish people, like a morag, and you will step on mountains and crush them. You will thresh them. In other words, you're going to be so powerful, you'll step on your enemies and just shatter them. Meisve. So again, they challenged Rebbe Eliezer, who says that you can't use the animals of non-Jews for sacrifices. We know that in the book of Shmuel we read that the Philistines had captured the Holy Ark, and then they were stricken because they had the ark in their midst, so they sent the ark back with cows, and the cows brought the ark on its own to the land of Israel, and the people, v'esaparos helu alo l'Hashem, they offered these cows as offerings to God. These are cows of non-Jews. So Gemara says, Arasha Haisa, this was just a momentary ruling. It's not the normative halacha. So Gemara says, Achanami Nistabri, that makes sense. If you're not going to say it was an unusual ruling to add to the honor of Hashem, Ola Nekeva Mi'ika, how could they bring as the Ola a female cow? You have to bring males as an Ola. So it was a unique ruling. Gemara says, "My Kusha, why is that such a question?" There, they didn't have the Mishkan. The Mishkan had been destroyed by the Philistines. They just had individual altars. So maybe they were on an individual altar. You can offer a female as an Ola. Could Rav Ada Bar Ahava? Tam Rav Ada Bar Ahava minayin Ola nekeva sheik sheiru b'masiyachid. How do we know that an Ola can be offered as a female on an individual's altar? Shneimas it says v'yikach Shmuel. Shmuel took one young, female lamb, still nursing its child, and offered it as an ola. So Gemara says, no, but Vayaleu Zachar Mashma, Vayaleu says he offered him. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Vayaalaksev, it says he offered it. It's written, Vayaalah, as if it's a female. So that seems to imply that when it's an ola, when it's a Bamas Yachid, even a female animal can be offered as an ola, so it's not necessarily a proof. Okay, so we had learned that there had been another opinion earlier that said you could buy animals from non-Jews as a karban, as Rick had pointed out, because the non-Jews don't want to cause themselves a financial loss. Rabbi Yochanan said that Tosefta that says you can buy an animal from the non-Jew as a karban because he doesn't want to cause a financial loss because that depends when. Gvul Yeshla, there is a boundary. Chusmi Bashaloshanim, if it was a victim of bestiality before it was 3 years old, now Karas, it loses its ability to have children. It becomes sterile. So that would be the financial loss that it wouldn't want to do. But Bashaloshanim, if it was already 3 years old and it had bestiality, ain't a nat Karas, it doesn't become sterile. So then you should be worried. Esve, they challenge Rabbi Yochanan, Kalani Tiyuf, to all these questions that we saw earlier against Rabbi Elazar, that we did offer karbanos from non-Jews. Shani Lu, he answered, B'chusmi Bashal Shanim, that was all referring to situations where it was less than 3 years old. And since it was less than 3 years old, so there was no worry that maybe the non-Jew would have intercourse with it, because that would cause him a financial loss. Tashma, another problem. The story that we had before, that the cows were offered as an ola to Hashem. So the Gemara says, okay, they're also, maybe they were less than three, so there was no fear that maybe they had been a victim of intercourse, because less than three, the non-Jew would not do bestiality with his animal, because that would cause him a financial loss. Maskeflar Avuna Bredi Rav Nassan, Avuna the son of Rav Nassan challenged this. Im Cain, if that's true, that those animals were less than three, Hainu Vespinahem Kaluv Abayis, and the children of those cows, the Plishtim, jailed in a house, how'd they have children? Chusmi Bashal Shanim Mika Yelda, can a cow less than three give birth? Vatnam, we didn't learn in a Mishnah, Paravachamar Mi Bashal Shanim. A cow or a donkey who give birth after 3 years old, in other words, they're just about three when they're giving birth, then Vadai La Kohen, then you assume that child is a Bechor, you give it to the Kohen, Mekan Velech, but later, it's older, it's a Safek. Zela Machvartas must be Kiddushinim Yekar, like we answered earlier, that it was a Horah Shah, or it was a Bamas Yachid, and that's why the offering could be done, even though it came from the non-Jews. So talking about that story, the verse says, Vayashrena HaParos Baderech Al Derech Beis Shamesh. The cows went straight to Beit Shemesh. Ma'va Yishrana, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Yishum Rabbi Meir, Sha'amru Shira, when the cows were bringing the Aron, they were singing the song. And Rav Zutra Bartuvia Amar, Rav Shiyashu Pneim, Kneged Aron. It was the opposite of the normal way. Normally you look forward with your back towards the Aron. They had their face straight to the Aron, and they were walking backwards from Aza to Beit Shemesh. Ve'amru Shira, and they were singing the whole way. Umay Shira, what was their song? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Az Yashir Moshe of Nei Yisrael, Sashir Azos, Sashir Allah Hashem, Kika Oga. And Rabbi Yochanan Didei said, Rabbi Yochanan Didei himself said, V'amartam B'yomahu Hodu Lashem Kiru V'shmo Odu V'amim Losav. You will say in that day, praise God, call in His name, inform the nations all of His mighty feats. Rabbi Chanan, Ben Akash, you're there.
Can you see it on YouTube? The
Pretty amazing.
Walking backwards?
Facing the Aron Kodesh.